Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
The countdown to kickoff presented by Merriwest Credit Union, working for you today, tomorrow, together. Ray, you know who got together earlier today with Steiny and Guru? Randy Cross dropped on by, and they were talking about what you and I were just talking about. What about Jimmy Garoppolo? Are you bringing him back if he actually goes on to win the Super Bowl? And Randy basically said to Steiny and Guru, well, yeah, like once that happens, you pretty much have to.
And if they were to win a Super Bowl, it would be monumentally ignorant to make a quarterback change. I don't care where you drafted Trey Lance. You know, what's is he a junior right now? Is he a senior? Heck, let him keep watching and learning. It'll only help him. It did wonders for Steve McNair back in the day, watching Chris Chandler get the dog beat out of him. But no, it's the definition of Bill Parcells' favorite term that he probably doesn't get the credit for enough. But he's the guy that did it. Was that it is what it is. The criticism is all, you know, people with ats in front of their name that know nothing.
What do you think of Randy Cross calling it monumentally ignorant? Now, I don't know if I agree with monumentally ignorant, but would it be incredibly controversial and maybe a rough thing to sell in a locker room that would be all in on someone who just got rings? Yes, that would be a reality. But I don't know if it would be monumentally ignorant, and I'll get into that in a second. But what do you think of what Randy had to say?
I think if he doesn't put the word monumentally in front of ignorant, I'm with him. It would be ignorant, and it would be inexcusable, and it would risk far too much for a quarterback who, as I've said since the day he got drafted, has a ridiculously thin resume. The hurry to get this guy into games has never made sense to me, except as part of a package here and there. And the fact that Kyle Shanahan didn't even see the need to do that after the first couple of weeks of the season tells you how much work needs to get done for him to be the kind of quarterback that can get you to this stage. I don't understand why this draft choice has to be validated before the time comes when he's best prepared to validate it. And the guy who's best positioned to make that determination has made the opposite one so far. So, yeah, I think there's no hurry to start Trey Lance. And if the 49ers, you know, win the next two games, then he does sit, you know, for the greater part of another year, maybe another full year. You know, it's not like he can walk off the job. You know, they've got, you know, they've got plenty of time with him. I mean, everybody thought in Chicago that Justin Fields was the future without question. Now there's serious doubts that he's going to stay on the team for a different reason, I grant you. But that's how quickly circumstances change. You know, maybe the plan, the rough plan might have been, all right, he'll sit and watch this year, but next year he better be ready to go. If the 49ers run the table, then whether he's ready to go or not, he's watching some more. I don't think the 49ers can sell that one, even to the most ardent Lance fans, because what they would be backing is a guy with no resume. I mean, it's the hurry to get him in just because he's there doesn't exist for them, I don't think. And if Garoppolo gets them a parade, you know, he's on scholarship. You know, you don't run him out after that.
He definitely gets on scholarship. I mean, that's the thing. If there were a parade going up Market Street, moving on does become quite an issue. Choosing to do so would be a wildly risky maneuver. But monumentally ignorant, I don't know if I would put it at that, because they would have gathered more information. And the information you would easily conclude would be, well, they now feel that putting in the next guy would give them more next season than returning to the old guy. And look, I don't mean to be picking on anybody, especially when I keep on saying he's just a guy until he plays Aaron Donald, then he turns into a Hall of Fame guard. But if we had to, you know, line up the 49ers offensive line and say who might be the weak link on this offensive line, I bet you most people would tick that box next to the name Daniel Brunskill. He's been playing very well lately. Go Daniel Brunskill. I'm on Team Brunskill. Go get it done, big fella. Not trying to pick on the guy, just using him as an example. It is in the 49ers' best interest this offseason to upgrade the quality of play that they get at right guard, whether they win the Super Bowl or not. And if that's a priority, how could the guy who has the ball in his hand not, you know, the most, not be also on a list of could we upgrade it? To upgrade from Jimmy Garoppolo and just plain language of quarterback play, you do not need insert a future Hall of Famer. You do not need insert a Pro Bowl level caliber quarterback. You just need insert someone a little bit better than average. That's how a lot of people look at this. It's how a lot of experts look at this. This is how 49ers brass before the last draft itself looked at this. So it's, would it take huge stones to move on from a quarterback who just won a Super Bowl? Yeah, it would. I wonder if we sodium pentothaled John Harbaugh about Joey Flacco's last contract and whether or not giving him a big payday after winning that Super Bowl hurt or helped the next two or three seasons of Ravens football. I wonder what he'd tell you. Actually, I don't. I know what he'd tell you, and so do you. So it really does look so cut and dry on its surface. Well, of course, the quarterback who won the Super Bowl is back with the team week one next year. What are you, thick? Like, I mean, that's, it feels on its surface such an easy question to answer. It's not that easy here. It really isn't.
To me, it is easy because the Brunskill analogy, you know, lacks the one thing, is that there is no attachment as emotional to Daniel Brunskill as there is to Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not just the quarterback. It's that quarterback. I mean, Deebo Samuel doesn't have to fly the flag for him. Neither does George Kittle, and yet they never miss an opportunity to do so. There's not been a single dissenting voice from anybody inside that building at any point when the question is asked, how important is Jimmy Garoppolo to you guys? And I think you simply increase the amount of risk you take if you decide, okay, thanks for the Super Bowl, see you later. Now it's going to be all on the shoulders of a guy who's got two injury starts and minimal college experience, and he's the guy they decided wasn't ready before. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that Garoppolo is guaranteed 17 more starts next year. I don't know how next year is going to play. But if they win a Super Bowl with him, I don't think the room will tolerate them walking him off, you know, because I think that will tell them, okay, this guy won them a Super Bowl and they tossed him off. That's not, you know, that means we're all in that situation. And then it's harder to sell, you know, the emotion of playing on this team when you know that, you know, time is finite. You know, it just, it doesn't even matter whether you give them everything they ask you for. Sorry, we're going in another direction. They get that with other positions, but quarterback is different. And I'm repeating myself now, but Garoppolo has a hall pass that nobody else in that room has, except maybe for Williams, Bosa, Kittle, and Samuel. Everybody else is expendable if they feel they need it to, but Garoppolo will not be on that list if they're playing in February.
I'll sneak one more name onto that list, Warner. That would be it. But yeah, no, there you go. Look, we're going to have Andrew Siciliano from NFL Network join us here in just a little bit. It's a fascinating topic. There is an NFC title game that is about to happen. I believe Siciliano does radio for the Rams during the preseason, so he knows the team intimately, and maybe he can explain why there's been a little Kyle Shanahan over Sean McVay ownage when Kyle Shanahan doesn't have much ownage over everyone else the way he's got it over the Rams. So he is coming up in just a bit, and I'm sure we need to get into the fact that today, let me tell you, we got NFL coach hirings a-poppin', Ray, all around us. Maybe one of the more interesting stories is the hire that isn't going to happen. Dan Quinn is officially off the board, boys and girls. He's going to be staying in Dallas as their defensive coordinator. The Broncos are hiring Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hornblower Hackett as their head coach. What does Aaron Rodgers think of that is the easy pivot in question that I think everyone instantly asked themselves when they saw that the Packers offensive coordinator is the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. The Bears are getting a new general manager who picks Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Ray, Eberflus sounds like a Norwegian car part. Like, no, oh, you came like on in German, and blew your Eberflus.
Like German dental equipment.
Got to get to your molars. Bring in the Eberflus.
Yep. The hiring of Ryan Poles made Matt Eberflus necessary because I guess they're tied at the hip. And I guess that's better than the relationship that Ryan Pace had with Matt Nagy at the end. So they're trying, again, something new with no guarantee that it'll be any better, except that the immediate thought in Chicago seems to be, well, then I guess Justin Fields is going to get shown the door.
And, by the way, have you seen that I lost the power play? It happened. It looks like I'm out of Jacksonville. I lost the power play.
Trent Baalke. Adrian Wilson, who was a Cardinals executive, got hired to be the next GM of the Jaguars because Trent basically got an ultimatum from Camp Byron Leftwich saying that, yeah, if you want to hire Leftwich, you got to get rid of Baalke. That's something that Leftwich, I guess, put on the table, and this guy's going to hire Byron Leftwich, and that means
I have to eat Thanksgiving dinner alone.
Well, you know, it's not like his resume is covered with glory. So
No.
You know, and, you know, I mean, Jacksonville was, it's a job for a dead man waiting. But at least they recognize that Urban Meyer is part of a greater sea change. And, you know, maybe it gets better for them. I don't know if Byron Leftwich is going to be a great coach or not. But I think the players in the room would prefer him to what they've had. And, you know, at some point, those guys in the room have a vote here, whether they get to exercise it or not.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.